Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi there. It is Sunday, March 17th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. A little bit of a different approach to tonight's episode. I want to start with a video or short that I saw on X. And I don't know where it came from, but I was watching it. And here's what it was. A black man who happened to be a school bus driver. I take that back. He was a bus driver, not a school bus driver. And he had one passenger on the bus, and he stops at a corner at a scheduled bus stop, and there's a young girl in a wheelchair with a dog in her lap, and she's there to get on the bus. So he puts the bus in park, he opens the doors to the bus, gets out, goes down to ground level, picks the dog up out of her arms and takes it into the bus and hands it to the other single passenger, a woman who happened to be sitting about four rows back. Then he goes back out, down to ground level. He bends over and he picks the young girl up out of the wheelchair in his arms and carries her up the steps of the bus into the bus and places her in the very first row. At which point, he goes back down to ground level, folds up the wheelchair, brings it up into the bus, unfolds the wheelchair, places it in the front of the bus where there is space in front of the first row, and he locks it in place, and then he goes and picks up the young girl out of her seat, again, both his arms, and he puts her into her wheelchair. And then he goes back and gets the dog and brings it back to her and puts it in her lap. It was so beautiful to watch. I sent it to everyone I knew. And I said in the caption when I sent it, in my comment, in a world full of bad news, this is just so heartwarming. And one of my friends commented back and she said the following, I'm so jaded. I was waiting for them to steal the dog. But thank you, this is beautiful. So there are a couple of things I'd like to discuss about that short. The first is, my first thought was, you know, that's who we are. That's really who we are. And then I thought, no, that's not correct. That's not who we are. That black bus driver is not who we are. He's who we can be when we choose to be. He's our higher selves, our better angels. Because each one of us has an opportunity every day, not necessarily to do something so dramatic and so heartwarming and so much of service, because we don't always get confronted with situations such as he was. But nonetheless, every day, in every way, each one of us has an opportunity in almost every circumstance to choose what I like to say are our better angels or our lower angels, sort of our earthbound personalities filled with ego and insecurities and all kinds of baggage, or to rise above it all and no matter what's happening to us, to respond from that higher angelic place, from our better selves, to be the best we can be. And so, yes, I watched it and I thought, that's who we are. And then I thought, no, that's who we can be. And I wondered why we're not. Why are we not more like that? And then, of course, the first answer is, well, human nature. You know, we have a higher and a lower self. And it's always easier to do the thing that requires the least of us, right? That's always the easy road to take. So there's a human nature quality to why we don't always rise to the occasion. But also, you know, I think about it in terms of what we feed our body is how our body responds, whether we put junk food in it or we put nourishing food in it. This is true also for our minds, and I would say our souls. What we feed it, what we allow ourselves to be fed, is probably a more accurate statement. We're fed junk all the time. We're fed lies, we're fed misinformation, and of course, depending on, quote, which side, end quote, you're on, because the nation has become divided, you are probably always accusing the, quote, other side, end quote, of the one who's spewing the misinformation, who's trying to manipulate. But in reality, it's coming from both sides, because there are good people on both sides, and there are bad people on both sides. There are people with agendas that have absolutely no concern for your safety, for your well-being, for my safety, for my well-being. And those people are often in powerful positions and are therefore situated perfectly to manipulate the news that we do get. And so we get dark news, right? We hear more about the bad and more about the worst of humanity than we hear about the best of humanity. You know, there was an example today. It was really kind of profound. I'm using Donald Trump as the example, but actually he's not the example. Joe Scarborough is, who is on the political left. I think it's Morning Joe. I don't watch the show. It's he and Mika Brzezinski, his wife, formerly just his co-anchor. And what happened was yesterday, Donald Trump spoke in Ohio. And I watched in the middle of his presentation or his speech, he was talking about our trade deal with China and particularly how China's building two humongous automobile plants in Mexico and they're going to import vehicles into the United States. And he was talking about how deadly that will be for the auto industry and how if he's president, he will impose and say to Xi, listen, you do this, you're and not hire American workers, make the vehicles in Mexico, and then think you're going to make a profit here. You're not. I'm going to put 100% tariff on every vehicle you do that to. And then in the course of what he was saying, he said, because if that were allowed to happen, it would be a bloodbath for the auto industry. The news media took it out of context. And they ran with it. Nancy Pelosi ran with it. I think she was on one of the Sunday talk shows. Joe Scarborough ran with it. He posted it on X on his account. And what they were basically doing was taking the, it's going to be a bloodbath, as Trump's comment about the 2024 election if he doesn't win. And again, it was totally out of context and it sounded awful if you took it out of context. There's going to be a bloodbath, in essence, if I don't win. And so Elon Musk, being, you know, kind of the knight in shining armor that he is to so many people for so many different reasons, whether you're an electric car lover, whether you want to go to Mars, whether you like satellite technology instead of cable, Elon Musk, who owns X, commented on Scarborough's tweet. I guess it's still called a tweet. And said, no, that's not what he said. And basically, shame on you for taking it out of context. And then what happened was Joe Scarborough deleted his tweet. He didn't apologize. He didn't say he made a mistake. He didn't say he was overzealous. He didn't say he was being partisan. He just deleted his tweet. Because if it's not there, then in his brain, it never happened. But I give the example for a couple of reasons. One, clearly Joe Scarborough chose from not his higher angel, but from his lower egoic self when he posted the original tweet. Two, he gets an opportunity, as we all do when we lie or make a mistake or deliberately create or cause harm, to ask for forgiveness, to admit our mistake, to step up and own what we did, so that we can not only correct the record, so to speak, but also better ourselves. He didn't do that. And thirdly, that story's still out there, or the attempt to make that the story. So this is a perfect example of what we're fed and how it warps the mind and how it continues to create the division and how it continues to keep us in tribal battle mode with people who are just another us, I like to say. Actually, I like to say there's only one of us, meaning we all are branches on a single tree. Go back far enough, and we all come from the same source, the same origin. And so keeping us divided is always the means of keeping us controlled, of keeping us unable to truly focus on our own divinity, and in the United States, our own liberties and freedoms that are inherent in the founding of this nation. Another thing that happened in the past week speaks to this as well, about what's happening in Gaza at the moment, what has happened thus far, and particularly what's happening at the moment. Chuck Schumer, who is a senator in the United States, elected by citizens of the United States, with absolutely no right or authority or citizenry power within Israel, went to the floor of the Senate this week and publicly said that Israel should have elections in the middle of a war and they should replace Netanyahu because he is an impediment to peace. He is an impediment to striking a deal with Hamas. Well, no. Number one, there's an arrogance there that's part of our lower selves, egoic selves, to think that a U.S. senator, and I'm sure with the condoning of the White House, or he wouldn't have done it. And in fact, he did reach out to the White House before he ever went to the Senate floor, thinking that he has the right, the authority, the power to tell a foreign country what it should be doing about its leader. Ironically, that foreign country at the moment is about as united as it's ever been, because I can tell you as a Jew that we love to debate. We love to argue. We love to take an opposite opinion. And Israel is frequently politically very outspoken, and people are generally not that united. However, in times of distress, in times of threatening of its own existence, that population comes together like nothing you've ever seen. And that's where they are right now. How dare Schumer do that? But again, it's what happens when we respond not to our higher selves, but to our lower inclinations, our lower lust for power. As if the United States has no boundary, as if it has the right to tell a country anywhere in the world what it should be doing internally. And then, of course, that spreads. It spreads because, you know, there's the AP. It spreads because a lot of countries look to the United States in terms of leadership still, and what is it doing? And its enemies and adversaries are using it as well. Because to divide Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, and in fact, to help it lose the war, which is what the Biden administration is doing, not just by what Chuck Schumer did, but by slow-walking munitions to Israel that it desperately needs to finish off what it started. Israel's goal was never to harm the Palestinian people. Israel's goal after October 7th was to destroy Hamas, a barbaric terrorist organization that has kept an iron fist on Gaza, which was turned over to total Palestinian control by the Israelis over a decade ago. That was the goal. And it only became the goal, as I said, after October 7th, after the savagery of what took place. And again, there's false information out there about what did took place. But everyone who's seen what took place, because Hamas wore GoPros, they wore their own cameras, there's actual footage. And the people who've seen it, and I've seen excerpts from it, not all of it, I've seen edits. The people who've seen all of it, powerful people around the world, people with public personas, have said they'll never be able to unsee what they saw. It was so savage. It was so inhumane. It was so brutal. It was so cruel. And yet, with the short memory that we have, because we are conditioned by the technology to move on, to quickly have our minds inundated with the next barrage of information every single second from around the world, people have forgotten what happened. And now the focus is on the Palestinians for a variety of reasons, none of which I'm going to go into in this episode. because I want to stick with the overriding message, which is because we have our own higher angels and lower selves, we are susceptible. We're susceptible to having information that triggers either one of those. People in the world today who lust for power understand that, and they play to our lower selves. And because I said, and it is true, that it's always easier to do the thing that takes the least amount of work, it's easiest to believe a headline or a 15-second clip than it is to do your own homework, to find out what really is true. What's true matters more than anything else in the world. You can't build a house on a weak foundation. And you can't build a civilization or maintain one or maintain a culture or maintain a nation if it's built on a shaky foundation. And the shakiest of foundations are lie-based. And the strongest of foundations are truth-based. It's why that expression, the truth will set you free. You never have to remember what you said or did when you tell the truth. You always have to remember what you said or did when you lie. Or when you behave in a way that even you know or I know is wrong, but we do it anyway. And then we have to cover that up with a series of lies and misinformation and our own form of disinformation. I'd like to go through the coming week remembering what I saw in that short on X, remembering that bus driver, remembering his compassion, his integrity in the work that he was doing, in his higher angel. Because if I'm going to feed my brain, if I'm going to feed my soul anything, I'd like it to be that which makes me better. You know, when you read books about business success or how to succeed, or you read Start With Why, Simon Sinek's book, or you read any of the books that are inspirational in business, they all tell you, if you're not going to come from a place of integrity, sooner or later, whatever you've built will crumble, because that's true across the board. And whether it's a business or whether it's a culture or whether it's a nation, it has to be built on a strong foundation. We're living through, as we all know, extraordinary times. And extraordinary times call for extraordinary people to be able to stand up and say, just because the crowd is going that way doesn't mean I will. I've referred in prior episodes to a woman named Paulina. She is a Polish woman who survived, Polish or German, I'm not sure, who during the Nazi reign helped to feed Jews who were hiding in the woods and hiding from the Nazis. And when she was asked, why did you do that? How did you just become righteous? She said, oh, we didn't become righteous. We just refused to go off the cliff with everyone else. That's all it takes, you know. You don't have to have some extraordinary gift that makes you superhuman. You just have to have enough courage to say, no, that's a direction I don't want to go in, even if the path I'm about to take is the path less taken. Because I can assure you this, that the path less taken is less worn, is in the long run easier to travel, is better lit, and gets you to a place you'd want to be at, as opposed to finding yourself at a dead end. Yeah, this is the week I want to remember the bus driver. His kindness, his compassion, and his integrity, and work really hard to live my own. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again next Sunday, and until I am, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to to think for yourself.